Maryland's morning news on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Another one of the big summer blockbusters is opening this weekend. Man of Steel, the latest in a long line of Superman movies, is opening. To find out about that, we're going to call on our resident movie critic, Travis Hobson of PunchDrunkCritics.com. Hey, Travis.
What's up, Bill? How you doing?
Explain to me why they had to go to England to get a guy to play the quintessential American superhero.
You know, I guess they figured after Brandon Routh tanked at it last time, what did they have to lose?
Yeah. Hasn't Superman been done to death by now?
You know, I'm one of those people who thought so as well. Superman is arguably my least favorite superhero. Who's
your most favorite?
My favorite superhero? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. It's probably an X-Man, like Gambit or Wolverine or something like that.
Okay.
I like those characters better. But Superman is such an antiquated character. I feel like nobody has ever really wanted to explore him for fear of changing him because everybody knows him. So, you know, he's always been kind of boring to me.
Mm-hmm.
So the struggle was to try to make him relevant to now with this movie.
Does it work?
I think they did it. They've made me excited to see more of Superman. And the way they were able to do it is by presenting some of the dark corners of who he is. I mean, you have this character who's deeply flawed. He's kind of in the middle of an identity crisis. He has to find himself before he can be the symbol of hope that the planet needs him to be. And I think that's fascinating.
Wait a minute. That seems to be the sort of party trick used by movie producers these days, is to go find they all have the dark backstory. Why can't we just enjoy a superhero for being a superhero?
Well, in the case of Superman, that is exactly what's been done to death. And it's been shown to not, people aren't really responding to that anymore. Mm-hmm. They're liking more of the Dark Knight version of superheroes now, like what Christopher Nolan did. And, you know, Nolan is producing this film, and he came up with the story, so you see elements of that in this. And I think you kind of need that. You can't have the sort of the iconic heroes the way they were, who are infallible, because those characters are kind of flat and dull.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of which, I'm going to reopen some old wounds here, because you and I had quite the discussion a couple of months ago about James Bond and my preference for the old, smart-alecky James Bonds, the Roger Moores and Sean Connerys. And you're a big fan of Daniel Craig. And Skyfall was the latest movie, which I never saw because I'm not a big Daniel Craig fan. But tonight at the Shops at Kenilworth in Towson, WBAL is kicking off the summer movie series, which is when we show the movie for free on the side of the mall at night, and it's Skyfall, and I'm hosting this thing tonight.
Nice.
So I'm going to sit there and watch Daniel Craig. See, I'll go if it's free, but if I had to pay to see Daniel Craig, it wouldn't work. tell me what I'm in for. I mean, everybody saw it but me, I guess, already, but you really like him as James Bond.
I do. I think you need to have a Bond who is physical, who's tough, and who's current, and I think Daniel Craig does that. Skyfall... The reason why I loved Skyfall more than I think any other Bond film.
Really?
Oh yeah, I think I said.
And there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, I know, and I think I said it on your show that I think it's my favorite Bond film. And the reason why I like it is because it makes it really personal for him. I mean, this isn't just another mission for him. This one strikes him in a way that no other mission ever has. Mm-hmm. It hits him close to home. And I always wanted to see that. I mean, I really wanted to see something that felt like it was relevant to him and not just some other job he has to do. This movie is great in getting that across.
Mm. And that goes right back to what I said about Superman. You always got to go back and find the dark recesses of their past. You can't just have fun with these guys anymore.
There's still plenty of fun in there.
We'll find out.
Nostalgia moments.
We'll be out there. The Shops at Kenilworth starting at 7 o'clock, and the movies start just before 9 o'clock when it gets dark. Thanks, Travis. Travis Hobson of Punch Drunk Critics, our resident movie critic here on Maryland's Morning News.